is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. And unlike those other talk show hosts in the business, most of them, we don't charge you for our website, so you can head over there and enjoy all the features you'll find completely free at freetalklive.com. We're starting things out tonight with our special guest co-host, who recently was, up until the last few months ago, a regular co-host during our weekday edition of the show, Damo Freeman, who is fresh out of jail as of, what, the last 48 hours or so. Fresh out as of, I think it was Thursday morning, really early Thursday morning. We'll get to that story. But you're fresh out of jail after having spent a few months in there regarding some so-called wiretapping charges as well as chalking.
Yep. They built a jail for a chalker and a phone caller.
And, of course, you weren't the only peaceful person that was inside that jail.
No, absolutely not.
The Manchester, New Hampshire, as it's called, Valley Street Jail. And so, welcome back. It's good to have you on.
Hey, it's great to be back. I love being freer.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. Now, I know that when I was in jail for a couple of months, when I got out, going back to familiar locations had a weird vibe to it for me.
Yeah, taking some adjusting, you know, like being out on my front porch or even here at the studios, you know, familiar places just to get reacquainted, you know, and catch the bearings, you know, for 92 days, the same surrounding every day.
It was just a bizarre feeling. It's hard to describe it.
Yeah, I think you have to do it and to know what we're probably talking about. So, yeah, I mean, of course it has, I don't know the exact words, but it's definitely like it's almost like surreal, you know.
It is surreal. Like, oh, here's this place again, and it's very familiar, but somehow
I feel removed to a certain aspect,
And I know, Mark, you were in prison for 9 years. I mean, I went in to jail for 60 days. You were there for 90-ish.
Yeah, Mark's laughing at
me. And, Mark, I mean, it must have been much more intense for you. I mean, were you even going to familiar places when you got out? Was your mom's house the same?
I think it was more like going, I mean, everything's weird, obviously.
Right.
I think it's more like just going back home if you've been away from town for a long time. But I don't think, you know, I think it takes nearly as long as you were incarcerated to become uninstitutionalized.
So you think that maybe you're still institutionalized?
I've been out longer than I was incarcerated.
All right. How many years has it been now?
Since I've been out?
Yeah.
Like 15.
15? Okay. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. So open phones as always here. It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. In fact, I've got an outrageous story coming up about, and I don't know if you've caught wind of this yet, Ademo. You're probably catching up on a whole lot of emails
and I'm trying to keep
Facebook
up.
messages.
If we're going to do jail talk, we really should talk why Ademo was in jail.
We're going to. I just want to let folks know there's a crazy story coming up about some activists up in the Northwest. It's the group of anarchists that over the summer we'd reported on. They had been raided by the police and they'd taken their anarchist propaganda. And it was in relation to, you know, some protests that allegedly happened that these people didn't necessarily have anything to do with. It was just an excuse for the police to come take their stuff. And now these folks have been locked in jail cells in prison, federal prison, for not speaking to a grand jury.
Where is this out of?
It's the Northwest, Pacific Northwest. So it's an outrageous story, and I hope that we have a chance to dig into that, because I think, you know, people, especially you and I, Damo, you know, we can relate to this.
Yeah.
People went to jail on principle. They went to jail because they, you know, they wanted to use their what they thought was a right to remain silent. They were told they didn't have that right, and now they're going to be in jail for 18 months on contempt charges. And so, you know, we're certainly familiar with contempt. You've faced it. I've faced it. But tell us.
To jail for it.
Give us the short version of, you know, why you were in jail for wiretapping.
Well, yeah. Well, there's two parts to me being in jail, you know, and it's kind of like, I don't know, you put it all together and it kind of smells a little funky. But the original reason why I went to Valley Street or Hillsborough County Jail in the first place was related to the Chalking 8 arrest.
And from last year.
From June 4th of 2011,
right.
Correct. So that's, you know, real brief is where 40 folks went out and protested the beating that four off-duty officers gave Chris Malekovich outside the Strange Brew incident. So we had told the officers...
That's far.
That's a bar, yep. And we had told the
off-duty
police station,
officers.
Off-duty officers.
No punishment for the officers.
It would look remarkably like four guys took a dude outside of a bar and beat the crap out of him.
Right, but they like
except
butted
those
in.
People had badges during their normal daytime
exactly.
hours. And so some activists went there to draw chalk on the sidewalk. And chalk is not generally considered graffiti. And somebody, of course, chalked the side of the building, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. A number of us were, and myself included. And so, long story short, and if folks want more, copluck.org/chalk,
yep.
But I was charged with two counts of resisting arrest because, like the activists you were talking about in the Northwest, I felt my arrest was unlawful and, you know, flat-out wrong. And so I went limp, so I said I wouldn't assist or resist with my kidnapping, as I viewed it. And that caught me two resisting arrest charges, as well as a criminal graffiti. I was sentenced to, after a trial by judge, no jury, to 1 year in jail on the Class A misdemeanors of resisting arrest, 2 years, but he allowed those sentences to run concurrently and suspended 10 months of it, meaning I had to do 60 days. Mm-hmm. I was free on appeal to the Superior Court.
Because in New Hampshire, when you appeal a Class A misdemeanor, you are able to have a jury trial.
Yes, and you can remain, your sentences stayed
until that resolves.
That conclusion.
Which well, is what your intention was. You wanted to go to jury trial. You wanted to put this in front of the, 12 individuals and ask them if, you know, they thought jail was a good idea for someone who was chalking.
Right. If not to absolutely give me a not guilty verdict or at least put some sense into the sentence, which I got a max sentence for resisting when both officers that testified of to my arrest that were the arresting officers said it was like a couple seconds and one guy said 2 seconds in which I delayed my arrest. So mm-hmm. I was essentially given a year.
For each second. Seconds.
For each second, you know, like, it's just insane. So going through that process, I went through all the pretrial stuff, and just before my trial date could be selected, the judge said, well, we'll mail you a letter and give you a phone call. They failed to do the latter, giving me the phone call, and they mailed the letter to a wrong address. This I was able to prove by finding the returned letter in my case file.
Yep.
Took a picture, sent the motions to both courts, Superior and District, and both judges said no.
You said to these judges, essentially, hey, look, here's the proof that the clerk of court at the Superior Court sent the wrong, sent this notice of the trial date, to the wrong address, an address that does not actually exist anywhere.
Anywhere.
And they sent it in a manner in which, like in a different envelope from which they normally send
things. Right. Normally the envelopes bear a clear window because the letter can be folded up a certain way to bear your address. And the letter inside the envelope with the wrong address had the right address. It had the correct
yep.
dwelling in which I live. And so it was clearly a case of clerical error or
right.
you know, intentional.
This totally deserves to be sort of made very clear. Normally they send letters with a window, and they fold the letter in such a way that the address
right.
shows through.
Yep.
This is how so many places do things. And they had the same letter. They had the right address on the letter, but they got a different envelope, and they put a sticker on the envelope with the wrong address
yes.
to an address that doesn't exist. So if they had any kind of computer that put this together, they had to overwrite
it. This was by hand.
Yeah, this is
weird. They didn't write it out. It was printed on a label.
Right.
And
but somebody
stuck there,
did
but
this.
Somebody had to print that. Somebody typed in that
somebody
label.
Somebody made that
something.
Label. Somebody put that on there. And somebody made the decision to do things differently with you.
Right.
And you pointed this out in the motion. And both judges in District and Superior Court denied that motion. Was there any explanation attached to their denial?
The Superior Court judge, Judge Brown, the same one who was my judge for the wiretapping, he said, I just signed with the state, and he gave these X a number of, like, paragraph 4, 5, 9, and 11 is, I think, the exact ones he said. And I made a video after this showing folks how these points were irrelevant due to some other facts, but didn't matter. He didn't even normally on such important matters like whether or not to give you a new trial, extend a date, they call you in for oral arguments, and he didn't even do that. He ruled without us coming in to, you know, advocate for our, you know, motion, you know, state and myself. So that's a little weird. And then when I went to district court, as some folks might have seen from the video, I asked Judge Lyons.
This was at your sentencing hearing.
This is when they took me on July 11th. And I
yeah.
said, look at this before you do what you have to do. And he said, my only thing is decide whether or not you go to jail today. And I'm like, yeah. well, like, that's much of a decision for
thanks.
You. And you won't even look at proof, you know,
right.
of, this not
the
being
the proof
my
he'd
fault.
Already seen and denied in motion form.
Well, he actually didn't take an opinion on the motion because it was only being remanded back, so he just ignored it.
Oh, okay.
And he said his only job was to decide whether or not I go to jail at that moment.
The prosecutor was able to cite some kind of case law that said that you didn't actually have to know.
Yeah, their own rules say that they don't have to tell you when you're supposed to be in court.
You know, fair trial in this country, you don't have to know that there is one.
All right, the toll-free number here is 855-453. Ademo is with us for the entire evening here from copblock.org, and if you've got a question about his incarceration, his experience, or anything, copblock, etc., we're here, 855-453. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a libertarian to vote libertarian. We're not a party. We're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
He is with us here this evening. I'm sure he'll field your questions about whatever you might want to talk to him about, not just his recent stint in jail for so-called wiretapping and the horrible crime of chalking, but also in general. I mean, the guy is a wealth of information about cotblock.org and some of the tactics and techniques that you guys advocate over there to, of course, I'm a huge fan of Cotblock, to keep the police and other government bureaucrats accountable with video cameras. That's one of the big approaches.
Yeah, it's basically that, and they have like the one-stop shop to share and, you know, get support from folks, which was very helpful during my time.
Right, lots of interesting stories are posted there, outrageous stories as well over at cotblock.org, so make sure you don't miss that. And, of course, it's on Facebook as well. But he's here, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Also invite you to go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about the various different ways you can get Free Talk Live into your ears. There's, you know, over 110 great radio stations across the country that air this show at various times throughout the week. We've got some live streams on our website, different bit rates for your different internet connection speeds, and for your convenience, satellite listening choices, including XM satellite radio, as well as our KU band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and as well as the listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Lots of ways for you to tune in to Free Talk Live. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
With Halloween coming up, maybe you want to have some real nice sweets for your friends and family. I don't know if I'd give these out at the door, but you can go to statelesssweets.com and check out the handmade all-natural candies that they've got there.
I wouldn't give them out at the door to the kids going around the neighborhood, but I sure would if it was at like the door to an adult party, because these are really good, like high-quality sweets.
And indeed, they're made with natural stuff, and there's all kinds of things. There's English toffee, which is my favorite, and you like?
I love the fudge.
Demo, have you had any of this? Because I know that they had the Friedemo salted almond caramel chews.
I haven't had one yet, but I've heard about them, and I know they're delicious. It's definitely on my list of things to do.
She was selling candies in order to somehow help with your case or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, she was raising money for his commissary.
That's right. Oh,
that's wonderful.
And anyway, so there is actually the salted almond caramel chews, which were sort of made in your honor. But you can go to statelesssweets.com and get some of these great sweets. The English toffee is the best thing I've ever put in my mouth, and you can go then to get them. They're great, and they're affordable. It's statelesssweets.com.
All right, so again, if you get a question for Adamo Freeman, he is with us here from cotblock.org, and you're regaling us with your story of going to jail for chalking initially in a where the court was pulling some shenanigans and they sent you a letter of your trial date to an address that didn't exist. You proved it with the evidence that was in their own case file, proved that they'd sent the letter to the wrong place, and they basically said, yeah, well, it's your responsibility to know when your trial date is. So, if it didn't make it to you, then,
right.
You're going to jail.
The prosecuting attorney cited case law that said that you didn't need to know, apparently, about your case. So in a country where you're guaranteed a trial, you can get a fair trial without even knowing that trial occurred.
Well, not so much basically that, but that they didn't have to ensure that they've, proper delivery or that I even received the mail, that I've read it, that just... Hey, good faith of us sending. You should be happy we sent them something.
They didn't send it to anybody because the address they sent it to didn't exist.
Well, their argument was that I did have that address, but they can't prove, nor did they try to, because I never have given them that address.
Right. There's no court record of anywhere of you saying or writing anything to them about, hey, change my address to XYZ.
Right. And again, which was easily provable because the letter inside the envelope with the wrong address had the right address. So that just smashed their argument right there. So
they put you in jail for 60 days.
Right. Well, that was supposed to be 60 days, but with good time, then you do 40, and I had 3 days pretrial credit. So that was the other dilemma. It's like, now that they're just, hamming me up like this, by the time I could have filed a motion to a higher court to get them, which most likely would have said, whatever, I would have served the large majority, or if not all, of my sentence.
Supreme Court took at least a month to get back to me when I wrote
them in
jail.
There was some sort of appeal I think I could have did that was not as high as that, and I forget what the advice was.
Like a motion to reconsider or something.
Exactly.
Like that?
It's something in that realm. Yeah. But in this case, I decided, whatever. If this is how they want to do it, I can waste some time. And, the chalking thing had already been almost a year old, going on 10 months.
And justice's terrible swift sword.
Yeah, so I figured, just do it. Just sit. And I figured during that time, I had this wiretapping trial coming up. So, You know, it's not the, you know, best place to be to try to prepare for such a thing, but it isn't,
no.
You know, you don't have as many distractions as regular life can give you, you know.
It's true, you do have time to concentrate on that one issue at hand, but the legal research end of it is very difficult for
me. Well, and for me, I guess it wasn't as big of a deal because I wasn't really trying to go with much legal, like I didn't file any motions in the wire or anything like that. I mean, we could get into that, but, so I decided to sit it out, and so 5 days before my sentence was to end.
For the chalking.
Was the wiretapping trial, and I mean, I don't know how much. I'm sure you guys covered it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially, that outcome, you know, was...
outrageous. I mean, just the whole thing was outrageous. You were calling these government bureaucrats to try to get them to comment on a public news story about how a police officer had slammed a teenager's head into a cafeteria table during lunchtime.
Yep.
And you were following up on that story, and that was outrageous on its own. But you were just trying to get comment from the school principal.
And asked for comment, and then they claimed that they didn't know that you were recording, and that's how they gave you this wiretapping charge that you're recording.
They charged you with a felony, and by their own law, from what I understand, they shouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah, there's a number of things where they really tried to, you know, ham me up again, you know, trying to file a motion for my past criminal activity record.
Right, because you went to jail previously for marijuana distribution.
Yeah, for being a victim of the war on drugs.
Yeah.
And so, and I didn't oppose that. And then the edited video in which I put out, which is, you know, I never filed a motion saying throw this piece of evidence out because the only evidence they had of me committing this crime was an edited video.
Right.
In fact, I admitted it that I didn't tell them that I was recording. But anyways, they tried that. They tried the other routines for, like, plea deals even, you know.
Well, I think asking for comment is close enough to telling somebody they recorded personally.
Plus, I also had both witnesses testify that they knew of copblock.org and its agenda and its purpose before, you know, the phone call even took place because of the chalking experience and all the outreach that Pete and I had done in Manchester the year before.
I presume you've heard this news already, but as you were finishing up your stint in jail, the principal and the secretary have been put on paid leave pending some sort of an investigation, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it... I've heard of this, but I have no idea why or what it's about, and I'm right now...
Very interesting.
Yeah, I can't contact anybody at the school.
On a restraining order?
Yeah, part of my good behavior is no contact with...
anyone at the school, right. Or what about the whole police department?
Well, it says that I'm not even allowed at the police department unless there's official business. Primarily Captain Hopkins, and then for the school, it's like I must have a reason and notify them, but I can't talk to the secretary or the principal.
Wow.
For sure. So those are like...
So it looks like they're going to fire two of the three bureaucrats that he's,
But who knows if it's for a related reason?
Yeah,
we don't know anything.
It seems awfully coincidental that it's the principal and this very same secretary that was in question as
well. Yeah, I mean, it'd be a very long process then that they took about going about it, because it's my understanding that the police officers, and this is information I got in my discovery, their internal investigation was completed, their investigation of the whole matter, and they weren't charging anybody with any such
thing. You mean the police officers that record anybody who calls their station without telling them?
Yes, those guys.
Are the people that commit a felony or a misdemeanor?
It's not a felony when they do it.
Right, they can do it whenever they want.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue with a demo's story, and you're welcome to share your thoughts or ask a question or whatever you want. If that's on your mind, you can dial in here. 855-453, that's toll-free. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features, including news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop via email. If that's the way you like to receive information, that's the way you'll get the latest info about the show. But also, we do Twitter and Facebook, and you'll get more than just the latest info on Twitter and Facebook. You'll get actual updates during the show. You'll get questions, you know, observations. Sometimes we'll post some show prep in there, and it's, you know, that Facebook/Twitter experience in which you can interact with others as well that listen to Free Talk Live, more so on Facebook, I think, than Twitter. But it's all there for you. You can go to news.freetalklive.com and follow Free Talk Live in the way that is most suitable to you and your preferences. That's news.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go to get it. You can get the name brands there, and you can get them at the best prices. They've had the best prices on everything I've checked, and quite a couple of my friends have gone there, and they've, you know, said, man, these prices are great, and they've switched completely. I recommend going to ManVentureOutpost.com to get your knives and ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, anything that you get online. Go there first and check out the prices at ManVentureOutpost.com, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. It's coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com.
So we're talking about your story, Ademo, in that you just got out of jail a couple days ago, bright and early, 5 in the morning. We can talk about that here in a little bit, but we're still working through your trial process regarding the wiretapping charges, which were felony counts. So you were looking at something like 20 to 22 years in prison.
Yeah, 10 to 20, 21 years in prison.
For recording some phone conversations with some public employees, with government bureaucrats, with whom you'd think that you should be able to hold accountable and hold to their words and, you know, have there be a record of those conversations. They charge you with felony counts, which technically is not something they should be able to do, considering the law, as I understand it, is written to where, and this is being appealed, by the way, that's working through the courts as we speak, but the law is written to where you can't, you're supposed to not charge somebody with a felony unless they've actually wiretapped or rather recorded a conversation to which they were not a consenting party, a party of it all.
As long as they, since they're, it's only, the felony version is only for those who wiretap a conversation of two others.
So, like, if I were to use a scanner and somebody were to have an old cordless phone and I could listen to that on the scanner and I was listening to you, Ademo, talk to Mark about something and y'all didn't know I was listening and I recorded that call, that's the felony count
that
in
is
New
the
Hampshire.
Felony, yes. And then anything else, as in if you were recording a phone conversation with me that after you called me.
Right, and didn't tell you about
And didn't tell me about it, that is a misdemeanor.
Right, but they charged you, who was on the call, you were a party to the call, with felonies.
Yep, and I pointed this out to the prosecutor once when he came to visit me in jail, and he said, well, I'm prepared to argue otherwise. And so now we're going to talk about the old, like, Bill Clinton stuff, you know, arguing what the word is means, and, you know, party to, you know, like... You know, so they really wanted to throw the book at me. He really wanted to take this, you know, even though they offered me some plea deals after I pointed out that they offer plea deals to people who actually harm other people, but they weren't offering me any until like a week before my trial. Even though he offered me some with some suspended time and knocking it down to a misdemeanor, there was, you know, a desire of his, like, to prosecute this as felonies to get, like, I could tell the whole time that he's... Normally, they'd be like, fine, you know, or they'd go lower, like in Massachusetts, you know, finally they're like, give us $300, you know, they're always saying I should go to jail here, but he was like, okay, fine, you know, I'll try you, you know, and I'll get as many as I want. He definitely wasn't happy either when the judge, you know,
oh no, he was really angry
a lot of my
that you
time.
Didn't get a bunch of years.
He wanted me to do another year in Valley Street. He wanted that bad, you know, and he was upset that, you know, 9 months of it was... suspended even though...
So the judge sentenced you to 90 days instead of...
Well, he sentenced me to a year, but he suspended 9 months of it.
Right.
And
Well, he was so proud of what he had done that he had police escort out to his car after this trial.
The judge or the prosecutor?
The prosecutor.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear any of that.
So, you were also sentenced to prison as well, and that was suspended.
Yep, so there's three wiretapping charges. The first wiretapping charge, however they ordered it, was 12 months in Valley Street, 9 months suspended, 90 days to serve right now, or at that time. And then the other two charges, each were 1 to 3 years in the state prison, and then all three of those charges can run concurrently. And so I've already started my... If I would be revoked or my good behavior would be enacted, then I'm already 90 days into that sentence. So.
And you're not on probation. You are on a suspended sentence.
I'm on a suspended sentence that is its only condition. So, yes, I'm not on probation where I actually have to report and jump through other hoops.
Right.
But my one and only condition is a very vague one to continue good behavior.
Good behavior. Now, if they didn't clarify that.
They did not.
Typically, the general definition of good behavior, at least my experience in New Hampshire, is no misdemeanors, no felonies, no major motor vehicle violations. So if you were to get a city code violation, that generally would not trigger good behavior. But since they didn't define it, it's still that kind of nebulous. You could ask for clarification on that. I have done that in the past because when I got out of jail, that same generic good behavior was over top of me. And I did request clarification and was clarified that was the standard definition.
I did bring it up at one point in court, I believe. I don't remember if it was before or after the sentence, but the judge gave me the same blame, like, oh, it's normally, like, he's making it sound, you know, that it was very hard to have the suspended sentence enacted, that it was like there's some sort of process with multiple people. But Michael Valentine told me in private, the prosecutor, that, again, yes, it's, you know, most likely Class A misdemeanors or felonies that will bother me, but he told me ultimately at the end of the day, it's his choice that anything that would be police contact, you know, could get me...
Until the judge clarifies it, yeah, I think that he could bring something back.
Right, but he also told me that it's my right to have a hearing, and I was like, well, it's also my right to have a trial. You guys skip that as well, so I don't have much faith in that.
Yeah, but, exactly.
So, yeah, ultimately, since that guilty verdict for the wiretapping came 5 days before my release, the judge allowed the sentences to be run concurrently, meaning he gave me the last 5 days were 5 days towards the chalking and my first 5 days of the wiretapping, which is why I ended up ultimately serving 92 days instead of 97 because the 5 days overlapped. So basically, when I was found guilty, they added another 55 days to my sentence.
So let's talk about the jail experience that you had. It wasn't your first time in jail. As we mentioned earlier, there was a previous conviction in Wisconsin involving some cannabis. And so you've been to jail before, but this was your first time really spending any significant time in Valley Street Jail, which is generally thought of as the worst jail like in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's a pretty qualified statement.
Maybe even one of the worst generally, but I don't know if that's true. It's certainly one of the worst in New Hampshire. And you've been in Cheshire County Jail for a little while as well, which is where I spent 60 days. Differences night and day?
Night and day, absolutely. I mean, Valley Street is an older facility to begin with, but even still, like, they don't take care of the facility, I feel, as much as maybe the guys are over here in their new facility, or maybe it's got a lot to do with it being new, but food is another night and day experience. Mm. The food in Cheshire is a lot better. You actually could, like, identify pieces of meat that came in your trays over there, but in Valley Street, very limited, and it's a high carb, high sodium diet. You know, they get dope sick people on hard drugs that, you know, they just try to fatten them up with, you know, bloat them out, whether it's water, you know, juice, the sodium aspect, and guards, you know, as far as like professionalism, you know, it's I don't mind like however they greet you, but a lot of cussing at you, like even in common, you know, like do this simple task, like, you know, make your effing bed, you know, and like explicit used when trying to direct or control their unit, to the point where I was like, man, like, it's a little weird, you know? Like, I don't mind. I've heard filthy talk before. I understand it. But especially then, though, when an inmate would try to say the same thing back, especially when they're just kind of, like, you know, teasing each other or being, like, in general conversation. But then it's not allowed, you know? So, of course, all, like, COs are generally, like, hypocritical. But in this aspect, more so, you know? It's like, I can tell you these things or say talk to you like this, but...
Most of the ones at Cheshire you could have a decent conversation with about, you know, whatever issues.
Not here. They're brainwashed heavily. In my, you know, I avoided them to the point unless they interacted with me.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I got a question for Adamo Freeman from copblock.org. He is with us all night. Of course, we'll also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You take control.
Ever wondered what you do if you're seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need OnCall International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. OnCall International membership protects your health and wallet with services, including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
Right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. You can do that at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Also, certainly if you have a question for Ademo Freeman, he is one of the founders of copblock.org. If you haven't been to that site yet, you definitely should check it out. It's a great website that not only reports on the misdeeds of the police across the country and if not even the world, also encourages people to hold the police accountable through the use of video cameras and also asking questions of them in any kind of given encounter.
Or any other new ways folks can think of, share them at the website.
Absolutely. And y'all are always looking for content. You're always looking for stories, news, and even maybe some bloggers and such, right?
Yeah, absolutely. People can commit as much as they'd like. And, you know, if they're there a minute, they can get their own account posted at their own will or continue using the submit feature, copblock.org/submit, as often as they like.
Not to mention, there are also regional copblock kind of organizations as well.
Yeah, I mean, folks have taken it to a level where they've started an own group, which is tailored to whatever needs they have in that area by whichever type of organization the persons in that area see fit. You know, there are more led groups and more decentralized groups. So, you know, a variety of all kinds all over.
You just got out of jail after spending a 90-day sentence for so-called wiretapping, or it was a year-long sentence, but all but 90 days were suspended. You just got out a couple days ago. You've been kind of telling us the story. We got through the court portions of this. There's a lot of information at, was it copblock.org/chalk was your first conviction this year, and then also /freeademo?
Yeah, I believe there is I was going to just mention that, is the copblock.org/freeademo, which has meta posts for like
all of the chalks in there, too.
There's chalk, okay. There's all the court dates, the videos, links.
That's ADEMO, freeademo. Let's go to the phones, because Dave's on the line, listening in Humboldt County, California, to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. What you're airing today very much needs to be said to the people, because we've been getting share of it up here. Here in Humboldt County, we had several active Occupy groups, and among them we were bombing at our courthouse trying to get the message across to government officials that we were finding what was going on in our government totally unacceptable. They didn't like that, so they concocted some urgent measure, a resolution that would restrict where and when we could demonstrate. And so several of our people, including seniors, found themselves being arrested for holding a sign improperly or sitting in the wrong place or standing in the wrong place. And some were held in a local jail for 8, 9, 10 days, and they're supposed to be either charged or released within the first, 72 hours or something. So we sat and had an awful lot of that. Why did they come up with an urgent resolution? And as far as we could determine, some of our people were writing their message on the sidewalk with chalk. That doesn't add up to an urgent.
It sounds like the same old story from what's happened out here. Right. They don't like it when people actually exercise their rights. They like a situation where they can just tell everybody about all the rights they have and hope they never do anything about it.
Right.
But when somebody actually comes out and tries to have free speech or tries to have the right to assemble on public property, then all of a sudden it's a threat to the status quo. It's a threat to, you know, the way things are, and they will do what it takes to squash that. They've done it here in Cheshire County, where Damo, you and I and a handful of other folks have been banned from the courthouse property for life for the same things.
They find these little things that they consider loopholes. We call them rights. They consider it a loophole. And as soon as they're like, oh, there's somebody exercising one of those loopholes, let's close it.
That's not free speech. It's stalking.
Right. Yeah, it's harassment.
Right. So it's the same. It sounds like the same stuff they've done to us out here.
The message we're receiving is, yes, we want to hear what you, the citizens, want to say to us. We want to hear that, but we'd like you to do it in that alley there down behind the shed
Do it back behind the building by the dumpster. We'll give you a little free speech zone. They actually did this in Orlando. There were some activists that were going out to the courthouse in Orlando, and they were handing out jury nullification information down there. By the way, they arrested some people for that. And Julian Hyklin actually went on the run to India because he didn't want to have to face the 6 months in
Israel.
Jail.
Yeah,
Israel. Yeah. He went on the run internationally to avoid that situation. But the free speech zone they have back there is absolutely in a courtyard area where no one goes.
Right, no one can see anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that sounds like what you're dealing with. What has the response been from the activists to what they've done?
They're showing up at the courthouse on a regular basis whenever there's an opportunity for the public to show up and state their concerns, their feelings. We're showing up in numbers, and I'd say 20-25 to 1, we're saying this infringement on our freedoms is totally unacceptable. We want it to end. But they're still acting like, no. A lot of people are concerned that they're having to step over smelly people with their signs, and they don't like that. So,
Dave, are you and the activist crew out there familiar with the Fully Informed Jury Association and the idea of jury nullification?
You know, I've heard of it. I'm not smart enough to talk intelligently on it. I'm not informed enough. But
well, here's what I'd recommend to you and anybody else out there listening that's concerned with this so-called justice system, which I like how Mark's been referring to it recently, the legal system. It's not in any way, shape, or form a justice system. But this system is hurting peaceful people, and jury nullification is one of the only tools that are kind of within the system that we can utilize or encourage others to utilize to stop some of this aggression. So I'd recommend that you go to FIJA, FIJA.org. It stands for the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org. And they've got some great information about jury nullification, which is essentially your right as a juror to judge the law itself. You can make a decision in a case. You can come back with a not guilty based on your opinion about the law, not what the law actually says or not what the legislators want or not what the man in the robe wants, but what you as an individual with a conscience actually believe. And it's one of the most powerful ideas within this terrible governmental system that we have that can actually, and has at one point in your past, a demo, actually saved you from going to jail.
Exactly. And with what these guys here are doing, you guys have such a friendly point or stance to make, meaning standing on a sidewalk with a sign. If they're arresting people, you know, you load up 20, 30 cases and try them all with jury nullification, you are bound to get some success, and then you would have precedence to help the others who weren't so fortunate.
Dave, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Now, the case that was nullified for you was actually in Massachusetts a couple years ago with you and Pete Ayer, one of your partners at CopBlock.org. There was a guy in that jury who came back with a not guilty and managed to convince the others.
Exactly.
To go not guilty.
I would call it a jury nullification. You know, the guy did it with, you know, without kind of knowing about jury nullification.
Right.
Of course, there was outreach and signs outside, but eventually he was just saying to the other jurors in the room, like, I don't think these guys intended on doing this, and if they had, they didn't know that there was such severity of the law, and I don't believe that the 5 years in prison is just for what these gentlemen did, and so therefore I cannot say not guilty. Now, he didn't nullify the law, or excuse me, guilty, but he was going further. I'm not going with not guilty, in fact, so... You know, that there was no retrying or anything like that. I know sometimes...
Well, that's the ultimate in nullification, if you know, full
right.
not guilty comes
a
back.
A full not guilty.
But you didn't get that in the case, the wiretapping case, and it was really just awful that this jury, you know, was so terrible. I mean, they got brought you back three guilty findings on all three felony counts of wiretapping, which, of course, as we explained earlier, shouldn't have actually been felony counts. They should have been misdemeanor at best. And the jury ignored whatever the law said, right. And
I don't know that they ever read it. I don't know that the prosecutor, the judge or the jury, and frankly, I don't know if Dodemo read this law. I mean, you know, it was never brought up in the entire trial.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It wasn't jury instructions, but they did skim it and edit it to like their liking to fit their things. I mean, the worst thing to me about jail is all the time that you have to like pick your decisions and
sure.
and results of why you're sitting in this cage
yeah.
apart. Had I known how vicious, in my opinion, Michael Valentine was going to be, I would have been more prepared to sell jury nullification on more points or more times throughout the trial. But when he had come to visit me like two or three times, and I now see it in hindsight as him like using it as ammo. Like a lot of the things he said in the closing and opening statement were direct and personal to like what we had talked about, especially him saying, I want to break all laws and stuff like that. That was a total over-exaggeration of a conversation me and him had.
Yeah, he tried to make it, you know, for those that weren't privy to the video, and by the way, is it at the Free a Demo page, the trial video?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
I'm almost positive.
CopBlock.org/Free a Demo. The full video of the trial's there. Also, I believe Pete Ayer took the time to make a highlights clip as well, like a, you know, half hour long.
Yeah, there is one out.
Highlights. So you can see how ridiculous the people calling themselves the state were behaving in this case. And basically, the prosecutor was painting you out as this person who just wants to destroy all of society. That that if a demo were to be allowed to be found not guilty of wiretapping, of recording conversations with public government bureaucrats, if you were to be found not guilty, that would invalidate all that is good about government.
Go berserk.
Yeah,
Western
it would invalidate
civilization
the law.
Is going to crash down upon us if it's not, you know, if we don't uphold this stupid law that only is in 12 of the 15 states, or 12 of the 50 states.
That's basic. You're not exaggerating.
That's
he
what
really
he said.
Was being that ridiculous. 855-453, and apparently the jury ate it up, and I'm sure it didn't help that there was
home.
A Vietnam veteran who was like all military gung-ho who was leading the jury.
Foreman,
more coming
yeah.
up. Hour 2's next.
Quantum life. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.